don't mind
What's
me.
Going on over
my
there?
Paperclip just yelled at me.
You forget to do something.
This was 1998. All right. Let us, by the way, coming up in just a few minutes, I got Blackhawks tickets for your chance to see the Blackhawks take on Tampa Bay Lightning tomorrow at the United Center. Plus, you're entered to win four season tickets for next year, courtesy of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing for all the right reasons. Four Seasons, Fording Season, Four Seasons, HeatingCooling.com or on Facebook.
Yay.
All right, one of the other stories that's going on today that's getting a lot of attention, mm-hmm. as probably it should, mm-hmm. is there's a lawsuit that is being filed against Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America, and it is accusing the president of being in violation of the
Emoluments Clause.
Emoluments Clause, right.
Which I know. I had never heard of.
No one had ever heard of it before, except for a very... unique subset of mm-hmm. legal minds, mm-hmm. constitutionalists, that the Emoluments Clause, which prohibits presidents from receiving payment from foreign governments. And that's pretty, you know, I don't think I have to explain why that clause
you can see
exists.
The danger in that,
yeah,
for sure.
Right. And this goes back, and this is something that that is drawn bipartisan support, Republicans and Democrats. As a matter of fact, one of the guys behind this is Richard Painter, who was an ethics chief in the Bush White House. And he joins us now on the Super Celebrity Hotline, as he has before. And Mr. Painter, thank you so much for being with us. It's always an honor to have you, sir. But I suppose now that this has been filed, one of the things I saw, one of your colleagues, one of the other people involved in your suit that's alongside of you, told CNN a couple of hours ago that one of the things that you will require here, you are going to ask for the tax returns of Donald Trump so that you can see what kind of exposure he does have through his hotels or other businesses to foreign government payment.
Well, yes, that's some of the information that would be very helpful in resolving this case. And what I try and simplify things here, emolument is just an 18th century word. It has a Latin root, emolumentum, which means profits and benefits. But it's an 18th century word for payola, is what we call it today. And nobody, it's not just the president, nobody holding a position of trust and confidence with the United States government can be receiving presents or salary or emoluments, payments, benefits from foreign governments or companies controlled by foreign governments. That includes bank loans from the Bank of China, which is controlled by the Chinese government, and money coming in from sovereign wealth funds. We have no idea where he's getting his financing for a lot of these business ventures at the corporate level. It's not disclosed in his financial disclosure form. A lot of that would be in his tax forms. There are other places to look for it, too. We believe that this is a serious problem under the Constitution. The founders anticipated this, that European powers would try and meddle in our political system by giving payments of various sorts to U.S. government officials. And they put this clause in the Constitution. It's not an obscure provision at all. It's just no payments to U.S. government officials from foreign governments and companies controlled by foreign governments. And think the president is in violation.
As we, as we're saying, it's pretty clear that that seems like a bedrock principle for us. So that's sure. not, it's just a term of emoluments. The issue that the White House now is going to, undoubtedly, and you know, you worked in the White House and you're familiar with how this will go. That the White House is going to, you know, push back and say, well, this is not the kind of stuff that we can, that we can take part in. And they're going to go to a federal judge and say, you're going to have to, you know, push this out because the president is immune from this kind of an investigation. Would they be in any legal footing to say that the president has immunity here?
Well, I don't think so. The president has to comply with the Constitution just like everybody else. Now, they're going to challenge our standing to bring the suit, and we feel we have very good argument with respect to our standing and injury to our organization, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. We focus on fighting corruption. We've been focused on campaign finance and the revolving door in and out of Washington, lobbyists. And what they've done is open up a whole new front of corruption in government through this of payments from foreign governments directly to the president of the United States through his businesses. And
He says
a serious problem.
Now he's going to argue. He stepped away from everything. As a matter of fact, today at the press conference, there was a question about this, and he said that the documents will be forthcoming, or at least some of the copies of the documents that separate Donald Trump from the Trump Organization and all of its other hundreds of other subsidiary businesses is going to be made clear to us. I mean, if there are documents to say that he's got nothing to do with it, his kids are running it completely, is that good enough for you? Because he didn't accept payment in exchange for that. He just basically gave it to them. And do those kids then? Is there a tax hit to them for?
Well, that's the problem. He didn't give them the ownership interest. Now, if he gave them the ownership interest and paid the gift tax, that would be a lot different situation. Then we'd have to think about whether he's, receiving a minus by having his kids receive them. But we aren't even there yet because he has not given these businesses to his kids. Just turning management over to his kids, that doesn't cut it. If he owns them, he's getting the benefits from the dealings the businesses have with foreign governments, and that's a direct violation of the United States Constitution. If he wants to sell the businesses or give them to his kids, well, then that's a different situation. But that's not where we are right now. He had a big pile of envelopes over at that press conference before he became president, and we had no idea what's in the envelopes. It could have been stuff of toilet paper, for all I know, because he wouldn't let anyone look at them.
They're saying the emoluments clause was brought up in the days of Benjamin Franklin because he had accepted a diamond-encrusted snuff box from the King of France. And then it really hasn't come up too much since, and perhaps it's because there hasn't been this kind of conflict, right? That's when these kinds
never
of lawsuits
had a guy
never
like
had
this
a
before.
Guy like this.
Well, that's true for presidents. You're right. But
right.
We've had a lot of advisory opinions from the Office of Legal Counsel on this. I myself dealt with it. Before I went to the White House, I was a law professor down at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign.
And
every summer, I go teach at a German university. They give me about $1,500. It was a German state university, $1,500 a room for the week, and be able to go have beer with the students afterwards. It was a lot of fun. I really wanted to do that when I was at the White House when I got a week or two vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told, absolutely not. They had told lots of State Department people, no teaching at these German universities because they're run by the government. And if you get a nickel, even the airline ticket from the foreign government, you're going to get yourself afoul of the emoluments clause of the Constitution. So I had to stay home in hot, sweaty Washington, D.C. because of the emoluments clause.
And you missed out on your $1,500 too.
Yeah. See? Well, now, all of a sudden it comes back.
It's worth a good beer, too. The beer's a heck of a lot better over there.
Absolutely certain. Would it even include, like, a foreign dignitary renting out a room in a Trump hotel? Does it go that far? I mean, should that be outlawed as well? And will you be going after that kind of thing?
Well, using government money, yeah. I mean, that's the problem, that you do not want to have U.S. government officials doing business with foreign governments, whether it's renting out hotel rooms or ballrooms or loans from foreign government-owned banks. And I mean, think back to the Tea Party. We threw King George's tea into the Boston Harbor there, and then we have the revolution. And we do all that in order to have the first president of the United States or anybody work for the government buying and selling tea with King George. And the answer from the founders is no. If people want to do business with foreign governments, that's fine, but they don't get a job with the U.S. government. And that's the end of it, is right there in the Constitution. And they knew these European powers were doing it to try to influence each other's government. The members of parliament in the United Kingdom, they were under the pay of the King of France, was trying to corrupt them with all sorts of deals.
Mm.
And the answer was no, we're not going to play that game over here. And by the way, Russia was one of the rich countries back then that used to try to play those games.
Mm.
And, I think they're still at it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So now, Mr. Painter, I guess to me, or Professor Painter, to me, it does seem like there's going to be a heavy kind of pushback from the White House. You've already told us you think that you do have standing here, which is good. But what's the next step here? When will this actually get in front of a judge and a judge determine whether or not he's going to call people in?
Well, the matter has been assigned to a judge in the Southern District, and the judge is going to set the schedule, and that's figure out how they got a lot of other cases as well. But this could be resolved very quickly. The president could sell the businesses. That's one way. And he wouldn't own them anymore or give them to his kids. And that would solve the problem right then and there. The other is...
Now, wait. Now let me stop. Let me stop you right there because people think he already did that. In order to give them to his kids, he would have to have a transaction. You could give them to his kids, but he'd have to have they give him a dollar or whatever it is, mm-hmm. and then he would pay the tax on the transfer of that, which would be the gift tax.
Yes, that's in lieu of the inheritance tax, but I don't think he wants to pay that because I think they plan to abolish the inheritance tax. There's no point paying a tax now when they could try to abolish the inheritance tax so people, billionaires, can leave money to their kids. So I think that's probably part of what's driving this. He doesn't want to pay that gift tax. He generally doesn't like paying taxes. We already know that. But that's one option, or sell the business to keep the money. And then there's another option, though, which is curious that he won't explore. The Constitution says that you can accept all the emoluments you want if you get permission from Congress. So he could go to this Republican-controlled Congress and say, look, let's cut a deal here. I ought to be able to get this or that and maybe my hotel rooms and so forth and negotiate this. He won't do that. The Republicans control both the House and the Senate. He could go to the Congress and work it out because the Emoluments Clause says that Congress can give permission to receive the emoluments. And I'll tell you the reason he doesn't want to do it is that the members of the House and Senate are going to want the information. They're going to want to see the tax returns. They're going to want to find out how much Russian money is in there or whatever it is. I don't know what it is. They're going to want that information, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. And so he doesn't want to go to Congress and negotiate it that way. That'd be a third option, but he won't do it.
Yeah. Well, something is going to happen here now that your lawsuit has been filed, and it does seem that there at least these questions are going to have to be addressed in a formal way by the White House and by the Trump administration, or if not the president directly, or the Trump organization to explain exactly where they are on this. Because it's very curious. It's sort of like, trust me, you know, I give it over to the kids. They're managing it. You know, nothing comes back to me. Because I think you're right. He doesn't want to give up on all of this. Because if he gives up all of this to be president of the United States, if this doesn't work out well in the next 4 years, and then he goes back, then what? Then where is he? Right? Where's my plane?
If he said the business are what he says they're worth, he'd have a couple of $1 billion, and that's a pretty good. That's a pretty good way to.
I think Professor, you hit on something here too, which is the issue of it may not be just as simple as the Sultan of Brunei decides he wants to have a hotel room at the Trump in Washington, and then he gets that, and he's paying $450 for it. Oh, look, I got $450. It's not like that because you can make the argument of what the cost of that actually is and what the conferred benefit is because you can always write a loss, but. The issue, you are right, is he getting favorable, is he getting loans from, or is he collecting interest from the Bank of China?
And yeah, we have no idea. We have no idea. And you know what's critically important here is how this ties into the concern of ordinary Americans who voted for it, is we've heard about nothing but America first, buy American, and we're going to renegotiate all these trade deals. He's going to back out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership and renegotiate deals with each and every country separately. That's what the White House said today, I believe. Mm-hmm. We don't know how many of these countries are giving him money under the table. And trade negotiations are country to country. We can't have the president receiving money under the table, undisclosed, in violation of the Constitution from other countries while we're negotiating trade deals. I mean, it's a emoluments coming in and American jobs going out. That's going to be the formula. Or are we going to favor the hotel business and all these trade deals and manufacturing? They can take a hike. I think this is a very, very troubling situation for the American people.
All right. Professor, thank you very much. Appreciate
Thanks,
your time,
professor.
Sir.
It's a fascinating
Professor
subject.
Richard Painter, who served as the chief White House ethics lawyer.